You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The Louisiana legislature is back in session after adjourning late in March due to coronavirus concerns. Yesterday, the Louisiana House Appropriations Committee approved a bill that would cap state spending at 98% of expected revenue and apply the 2% to a surplus. The measure would not apply to the operating budget lawmakers are working on right now. But if it is approved and takes effect next year, it would cut about $200 million from the state's budget for the 2021-22 fiscal year. Republican Representative Rick Edmonds of Baton Rouge proposed the measure.
It is a fiscal responsibility that we have to the taxpayers of this state to do our very best job to spend their money well and then to help them so that, hey, they're not overtaxed or our businesses aren't overtaxed.
Democrats on the committee said this measure would force even steeper cuts to state agencies that will be hit hard by the loss of state revenue from the coronavirus-induced economic downturn, and in particular to health care and higher education. Committee member Barbara Carpenter, a Democrat from Baton Rouge, shared her concerns.
I think it would be devastating to even consider any cuts in health care at this point, given the situation that we find ourselves in with the COVID-19. But on the other end, higher ed has been unfunded for so many years, not appropriately funded, let me say that.
The Appropriations Committee also advanced legislation that would rewrite Louisiana's spending cap calculation to more tightly limit growth in government spending each year. The move would force more money into the rainy day fund. Similar proposals made in the past have failed to get support.
This is Red River Radio.